Okay, so when that Reish Lamed Beis going on with Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. Avasena Kadoshim Avram Yitzhak had Biu Benoi Yisod Godel, Bonu Yisod Godel. Avram and Yitzhak, our holy fathers, placed into us so that it's become part of our nature a very important foundation. Yehudi Mahusahi Mesiris Nefesh. The essence of a Jew is Mesiris Nefesh. That's what a Jew is. Im Zochuru Moises Nafshe Ki Yitzhak for Ikedes Atzmoy Vilin Seino Bechayev La Hashem Yisbarach. If he's Zoyche, he's able to be Moise his life, like Yitzhak was, and he's able to tie himself and his desires up in order to serve Hashem while he's alive. Ulam Gimel Chasra Lelo Zoch Lekach. If Chasra, if he's not Zoyche to this, Hulo Yenutuk Mishal Sheres Hazav Shel Am Yisrael, he's still nevertheless, he's not Menutak from the golden chain, that chain of Jewish destiny of called Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, who Yishchat Ka'al Bekaris Hashem B'Musay. He will then go up and be Mekaris Hashem Shemayim like the Ram. Call me Shalev Shumayaloi. Everybody who's able to yay his heart a little bit, Maven Kidvarim Eilim Rayin Eispa Alma, understands that these are not just nice ideas. These are nice little, nice ideas, we talk about Kiddush Shamayim and we talk about being Moisa Nefesh and whatever. No, V'do'a Achron Hirgish V'chava Am Yisrael V'sore Ez Doire Shal Shmai. In the previous generation, Klal Yisrael and lived this in felt this with their flesh, what it means, the door of Shmai. Hayuzeh Dor Sheboi Nishpach Dam Yudi Ketzvi V'Kail. Jewish blood was spilt like the Tzvi and Nile. The door in which Jews were treated mamash like behemoths. Ukoloshan Chazal, Ani Matir es Besorchem Kayalis Asode. Ani Matir es Besorchem. I make available your flesh like the ram in the field. Exactly what Klal Yisrael. Adem Echomas Hoyle Mashmir Ad Leshoah. You never heard until the Holocaust, one never heard in human history this kind of an event. Shetokum umer, that a nation comes up, and makes soap from another nation. That you take skin of human beings and make lampshades from them. That Holocaust was what we call Kehelas HaSodeh. The nation was given up and was a Kehelas Shem Shemayim by actually giving up their lives, mamish like an animal. Mamish like an animal. We think about it, we think terrible, but if you stop and think that in history was there ever such a thing? Yeah, in history there were. One nation got up and Holocaust, another nation took another nation, whatever. But such a plunge into such total barbarism, never azazach. So that's the two types of our Jews to live. Today we have an Israel where we're not asked to live, to give up halal and Mesir. Today we're asked to live with Mesiris Nefesh. Today no one's killing you because you're Jewish. Yeah, I'm not. Well, there are Rahman Salam. You do have incidences, but I mean, in terms of the numbers, whatever, Roev Ruba de Ruba. I don't know what the percentage is. The vast majority of Jews are living today, not even being asked to give up their lives on a day-to-day basis. Rahman Salam, you have a terrorist attack here or there, but that's not the mahus of the generation. The mahus of the generation is how do you live with a bit of Mrs. Nefesh? How do you not marry out? How do you not marry out? How do you stop your children from marrying out? Mesiris Nefesh to live up the Torah. That's a tough one. Pay for your children's chinuch and this. That's where the illness is. Nechaz bezavach pekarnov. Hashoah Yisa, his gashmus shall shchitas ha'al v'maisa keida. The Shoah was a representation of the shechting of the aisle at the maisa of the keida. Hamasrofas v'tai hagazim. Sorry, Hamasrafas v'taya gazim, the furnaces and the gas chambers, hayu hamizbeach shel Avram Avinu. That was Avram Avinu's mizbeach. Sham ma'akdu v'nishchutu revovois. Revovois yudim kabonas shenizrak damam v'huktu avereim algema mizbeach. On that mizbeach, a multitude was shechted, and they were kabonas that their blood was thrown onto the mizbeach. Ko'ele kalel la'ashem. Ko'ele to Hashem. Ala posuk v'yareach Hashem es reach hanichoyach. What's the reach nichoyach that Hashem smells from the ovens? That's the generation of shmad, generation that dies of kiddush Hashem. Yehudim rabim shad lo isas man hayu nechozim bezvach bekarnoiso bekarneim. That generation whose hordes kviyachol were lamoshel were caught up and trapped up in the thorn bush of Gashmir. Could you do it, Karen Baile Chaim? Mr. Mele says gavosom. The horn of the animal is a representation of its gaiva, yeah? That's how an animal shows off his strength. That's how he shows off. That gaiva, that Yehudi, instead of using his Jewish pride for what it's meant to be used for, used it to get all entangled up in the Goyisha world, essentially what we call today assimilation. They gave it their Jewish pride and grabbed hold of German pride. That's what it was, to be a good German. First and foremost, you've got to be an American, then you can be a Jew, yeah? You know, in the home, I'm a Jew, and when I go out into the streets of Berlin, then I'm a full-blown German. That's how Jews live their life. Germany, Berlin became the Jerusalem Rahman Islam. So Yudim Shekvah Shleish Dor is not sure as Yudosom. Three generations already gave up the Yiddishkeit. Neandertal Yedei Agoyim Yimach Shmoyim. They were chased after by the Goyim. And Gilu Es Mish Yisov Saboy HaYehudi. They went and found out exactly whose grandfather was Jewish and who wasn't. You could have given up your Yiddishkeit and forgot you were Jewish, and they couldn't be up here. Locher, you weren't Jewish, but the Germans still went and found you. He took you and threw you on the Mizbeach, and he was makriv you on the Mizbeach in front of Hashem. He himself was a Holocaust survivor, so I'm not saying this, I'm just reading what's written here. From Matalas Lahamchish, we're on this that race line gimel if it matters to anybody. But Matalas Lahamchish is Harayoin Hamuv Eliel. In order to internalize and make this a bit real, what we've said above, Nispais Echad Masipurim Shiuru B'Tkufas Hashoah. The Echad Mimachanot Hashmada, in one of the concentration camps, Huvi Yudi Midboilo Keben Shivim, was a Jew that had married out, was 70 years old, in the concentration camp. Hayazeh Beyamei Achreinim Shol Melchomas Ha'ilam Ashniya. It was one of the last days of the Second World War. Oise, Kesheyesh Hitalech Kol Hayom V'Zak, Hakol Ba'ashmati, Hakol Ba'ashmati. This Jew walked around all day going, it was all because of me, it's all because of me, it's my fault. Explain yourself, what are you talking about? He kept quiet and he wouldn't speak, and then Shachneri, tell us what you mean. What are you walking around saying? It's all my fault, it's all my fault. What are you talking about? Wouldn't say a word. The Basaif Itzlech Echad me Yisira Machane the Dove Vesiudi Vekach Hu Vekol Siper. Eventually someone persuaded him to talk, and eventually he said, Hakol Ba'ashmati Lo Shamati Vekoli Shalim Lifnei Chamishim Shana. I didn't listen to my mother before 50 years. Lifnei Chamishim Shana Itchanana Imi Lefonai Shelo Ase Goya Leisha. My mother begged me not to take a Goya as a wife. I thought to myself, what does she really know, this old mother of mine? I went and I married a German woman. We had a wonderful life and I raised a beautiful family. I have children and grandchildren. והנה באחד היומים התקפצו משפחתי הנהדרת ואמרי לי כך. My wonderful family came and said to me the following. אבא אתה יהודי. And you've got no shaykhs to us. What shaykhs? You Jewish. What shaykhs do you have to us? You need to go with all the other Jews. They didn't stop with words. They went and gave me and reported me to the Gestapo. Habanim sheli, atzmil besori. His giroys, they the ones that handed me over to the Nazis. My flesh and blood. Ishti sheli is giroti. My wife. Kol zehu bashmati. It's all my fault. I call bashmati. Imas kaina itivel avin harbe yisem imeni. She understood much better than me. Haya alai lishmaya bekailo. She understood what it is to marry a goy and not to marry. She begged me, don't marry her, marry a yid. The mother, he said, eventually 50 years later, he's sitting in a concentration camp after his kids handed him over. Now you understand. Now you understood. Mother understood what she was talking about. That's the nakudaya. We don't understand. You know, when you speak to the kids, you ask them, if you found that you weren't Jewish, would you magay? And they all tell you, no, shumponim vayifin. Why not? Because they're focusing on the heter isser. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. You look at the guy, shalaf. I'm chopshi, I'm free. I once asked a kid, a good, good kid. A kid that, mama, she wouldn't even dream of doing an avail. Would you magaya? He said, you know what? After a week, maybe. I said, what are you going to do during that week? Which big avail is it that you want to do, okay, that you're not allowed to do, that for a week you'll do? He said, nothing. I just want to be free for a week. I just want to be chopshi. Honest kid. But that's the nakuda. They don't understand. This is not about being a yid and being a goy. It's not about mitzvah, another mitzvah, not a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah. That's an essence change. It's a relationship change. It's a mitzvah change. It's a different world. It's not just a world of, well, I'm Jewish and he's a goy. We're exactly the same. Just I've got all these responsibilities. Yeah, I'm going to get a big reward, but I've got to work harder, so I get a bigger reward. And the goy, yeah, he's a fine guy. Keeps him when he says, but I know. He'll get a lesser reward because he worked a bit less hard. He does 7, I do 6, 13, do your calculations. You know, my room's going to be adorned, you know, whatever, 7 into 613, times better, that's it. It's not the point. I don't get it. It's not about do, don't do. It's about the relationship you have or don't have. Do that as a relationship with a Kosh Baruch Hu, can be not keeping any mitzvahs, but he knows he doesn't take his father and hand him over to the Gestapo. Yeah? You understand that? We're talking about a mishpacha nederes. Not about a kid who's gone and a meshuggah and a delinquent. He didn't say the kids were rubbish. Mishpacha nederes. It's a wonderful family he raised. But he can turn around and hand over his father to the Gestapo. Shaykhus, do we have to such behavior? It's not because he's showing Torah and mitzvahs, he's not keeping the mitzvahs. I'm not saying you mustn't keep them, I'm saying that's not the nakuda here. The nakuda is the essence, who you are. The relationship you have with the Kosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with mitzvahs. We don't keep mitzvahs. You know, if you want to understand your Kosh Baruch Hu, in relation to the Kosh Baruch Hu, the 613 become muchrach.
No,
it's
a lesson, no. So, you must have
He doesn't have this. I'm not Machal Shabbos to save Noach's life. He doesn't have Mitzvah. He doesn't have this aspect of Mitzvah.
But you're saying together Mitzvah is about having a connection with Hashem.
Yeah, you can be a Noach Tzaddik. You can be a Noach Tzaddik. No. So why did Avraham Avinu not just go on and become Noach Tzaddik? What did Avraham Avinu change? When Avraham Avinu came into the world, yeah, and he saw Noach Tzaddik, why didn't he just become Israeli? He's Talmid. Why didn't he just become a Talmid Muvak of Noach Tzaddik? You know what? Better. Become a better Noach Tzaddik. Have a look at Noach Tzaddik and say, I'm going to be greater than you. There was enough Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu created a whole new thing here. Avraham Avinu, when he saw Noach Tzaddik, understood that Noach Tzaddik had missed the point. He was missing the point lagamre. He will never be the forerunner of what's called Yisrael. Because what was lacking in Noach Tzaddik was Adam Arishon. We have to be Adam Arishon. We've got to get back to that original concept of Adam Arishon. That's what's called Yisrael. Avraham Avinu came along and said, Noach, you don't get it. Not just, I'm going to be better than you. I'm going to be a Bria Chadasha. What you do is not for me. You're a Noach Tzaddik, and it's a very wonderful thing. And as long as you stay Noach, you can never be greater than Noach Tzaddik. And on him we say Shalosh Sani Goy. On Noach Tzaddik we say Shalosh Sani Goy. That means there's something quantitatively different between an Och Tzadik and a Yid. It's a different Bria. It's a Bria Chadosh Lagamre. What did Avraham Avinu understand that Noach didn't understand? Avraham Avinu understood himself. He understood what Rebecca said, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Chayev Adam Loim Abishvili Nifra Eidom. That's what he understood. That's what he understood. That's what Noach Tzadik didn't understand. Noach Tzadik understood, you've got to do what you're told. You've got to be a good boy, you've got to do what you're told. Even if you've got to give up your life, it was Mesa Nefesh, Noach Tzadik was Mesa Nefesh year in, year out to build the Taiva at the risk of his life. Yeah, that's what Hashem said, I've got to do that. And if Hashem said I don't have to do it anymore, then I'll stop doing it. I'll give you, I don't know how much time we've got here. I'll give you a Moedika little exercise if you want to think about this. You've all heard of Tauber's story, what happens if you find that you're not Jewish, would you Magaya? Yeah? Yes, I will, I won't. Let me ask you a stronger kasha. You live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, yeah? Telstar, Tifrach, wherever, yeah? It's Sunday Magala, yeah? We're all one big mishpocha. You have to use your imagination. We're going to make a make-believe story, yeah? And suddenly it comes out that the great-great-grandmother of this village, they discover she wasn't Jewish, and therefore everybody in the Kehila, Rabbonim, children, everyone, none of them were Jewish. None of them were Jewish. Yeah? Mom was panicked, shocked, no one knows what to do. In a whole frum community, yeah? Beautiful community with all its yeshivas and cheders and vesyankas and everyone, all of them are going gemuri. And the Rabbonim get together and they have a big meeting of all the Rabbonim or whatever, and they ask, what does Hashem want to us? What does Hashem want from us? And they come to the Maskana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must want in this world a community, a holy Kedoshim community of goyim that are Mekayim Shevi Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Mashiach's coming soon, and the goyim are going to all have to come along to the party, and therefore Hashem wants this community to stay goyim and to be Makayim Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and it's also to Magayim. What would you do? What would you do?
Ask the Jewish rabbi.
Ignore them.
Magayim on the spot. On the spot, you Magayim. You can't tell me not to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one can tell me that I have got a chiyuv to give up my kesher with Hashem. You have to leave the community, you've got to live somewhere else, fine. I'm not saying I would, once again, Lord later to have that nisoyon. I don't know how I would pass. Don't know what I would do. But you've got to go home and think that one through clearly. That's a harder knife if you find that, God forbid, you're not Jewish, would you Magaya? That's already a big nisoyon. But what happens if all the world tells you, don't Magaya? Avraham Avinu Magaya in the face of the whole world. Avraham Avinu turned around and said, I'm being Magaya. He was the first Ger. Avraham Avinu was a Ger. It wasn't enough to be a Noach Tzadik. And the whole world told him you're wrong. Avraham, he stood on one side of the world and everyone stood on the other side of the world. Even if the whole world tells you, you're not allowed a Magaya, you're Magaya. That's Avraham Avinu. That's Avraham Avinu. Yeah, you're right, you've got an interesting philosophical kashas or whatever, the God Lador, you've got to listen to the God Lador, the prophet says don't turn from left or right. And I'm not talking about, I'm saying philosophically, what would you do? Practically, yeah, you've got to relash it, but it could be that the question's even trafe. You're already asking, should I Magai or not, the question's already trafe. Could be that's one of those Kanoim Poigim Ball kind of things, where the minute you ask, you already can't. You have to just do it. Sometimes the Shiloh can trafe the question, you know. Sometimes the question itself is trade. What do you mean? If you're asking, should I Magar or not? Then what do you mean? You can't stop me. I can't say I know for sure, but my guess is Rav Taub in a situation like that with Magar on the spot, you wouldn't be able to stop it. You wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to stop it. Ah, Lord, Shalom, Naida, they say this like that. Test like that. Shalom, Naida. But you're Gerim Kedoshim, that mamash, they did something that a Yid can't do. They did something that is beyond their comprehension. It's humongous. Humongous. To step into the cauldron, to step into the fires of Auschwitz, because you want that kesher with Hashem for another reason. I mean, don't believe it's because the cholent is. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Gerim now. I've spoken to a lot of them. The kesher Hashem, you can't begin the guidance of that. And that's what's missing from this generation. So what's missing from the kids of this generation is that Nakuda, that Avraham Avinu Nakuda. Don't understand who they are. When you understand who you are, you understand what you've got, you understand the wealth, you understand. Yeah? If you know you're the king's son, and you know what's waiting for you in the palace, all those treasure houses, the world, the whole world's yours, Yeah, and you, they'll give you some guy comes and offers you 50 years of you know, with a nice beach house, whatever, and on the beautiful beaches there you could have this beautiful house, whatever, you don't have to work and just chill out for 50 years, but you have to sign away your heirship to the throne. Would you do it? That's what they're asking. The business father is not Jewish. Do you, my God? What are you asking you to do? You can have a life. How long you have left to live in this world? 120 years. A life of bliss, beautiful, wonderful, peaceful, lovely life. Yeah, you could live like, you know, like the king of Fair Run. You got all the money in the world, whatever, you love you, whatever. But you have to give up a long life. You're the son of the king. Are you prepared to sign that away? You sign away 50 years of chofshi and give up everything. If you do that, either you don't know who you are, or you don't know what's waiting for you. You can't understand who you are and what it means to be Ben Yochid Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you prepare to sign that away for 50 years of a bit of luxury. You know, so you can sleep late, so you can get up in the morning, you can eat before you daven. Yeah, you can sleep late, whatever. A bit of a riot, a bit of a... What else? What is out there that we don't have? You can have glut kosher crayfish today. Glut kosher bacon chips. I mean, really, what are you lacking? Everything you want. What are you lacking in the world today? We've got it better than the goyim. So what are you going to give it up for? So if a guy's prepared to give it up, he can't understand who he is. And that's what we have to teach. We have to teach them who they are, not what we demand them to do. They've got to do, I'm not saying not. It's not Christianity. They have to do. We've got 613 mitzvahs. But you know what the difference of a mitzvah looks like when you love Hashem and then you start doing his mitzvahs? When you have a deep relationship with Hashem and then you start doing his mitzvahs, as opposed to just you've got to do it, so you do it. So you find out you're not Jewish, so then I don't have to do it. So the best boch in politics can turn around and say, I'm on Magari. As long as I thought I was Jewish, I had to do the mitzvahs. I'm now discovered that I'm not Jewish, so I don't have to do the mitzvahs. Goodbye. He doesn't understand that he's the son of the king. If he's the son of the king, who's going to do it? Mitzvahs or not mitzvahs? I'm not prepared to give up daddy. You're asking me to abandon my daddy? Then I'm not prepared to do. That's what's lacking in our understanding. I'm talking to myself. I'm not...